Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, September 2nd, and you're listening to the big call. I hope everybody had a wonderful Labor Day yesterday, and I'm disappointed that a lot of pools close on Labor Day. I hope that your pool and your area will stay open a little longer, at least till the end of summer, which it's not the end of yet. But let's do, I know, it depends on the weather, right? It's how warm is it? Is it warm enough to swim? That's the main thing. Well, I tell you what let's do. We are looking forward to a great teaching from Sue. I can't wait for that. Neither can Bob. Starts our week out really well. But before we do that, let's go ahead and pray the call in, okay? Because we've done this on every call the last 14 years, and we're not going to stop now. Lord God, we just thank you that we can have fun on the big call and have a platform to reach millions of people around the globe. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the satellite team that allows that to happen. Thank you for Sue and Bob and others that help us on the big call. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to share God's word and to share with one another. Give us a great call tonight, we pray, and give us a great week. We thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mm-hmm. Sue? This is, mm. Who is it, Sue, that used to go, Sue?
No, please, you know.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And we miss Brian. We still talk about him, you guys, in case you're wondering. We still miss him. All right, Sue, this is it. Let's see. Yeah, really. Let's see what the teaching is going to be about tonight.
Well, I want to dedicate this to a new friend who's listening, who has her beloved, who needs to get into the med beds very quickly. And that reminds me, I'm going to do a prayer request. For Ms. Sheila, I also want to dedicate it to the wild one, and she knows who she is, and to my co-pilot, and to all the people that will resonate to what they've learned on this journey. And this is called Teaching on Wisdom. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her place and set her table. She calls from the highest point of the city, "Let all who are simple come to my house." To those who have no sense, she says, "Come. Leave your simple ways, and you will live and walk in the way of insight." Proverbs 9:16. The book of Proverbs gives us a striking picture. Wisdom is not passive. She builds. She sets strong pillars in place. She prepares a table and calls out, inviting us into a life of depth, steadiness, and clarity. This picture asks us to pause and reflect, where are we making space for wisdom in our own lives? Where are we setting the table so that she can dwell with us? To live with wisdom is not to drift along hoping for good decisions. It's to act with intention, to prepare a place in our hearts and our homes and our relationships where wisdom can be welcomed. Think of the table you set in your daily life. Do you set it with silence and prayer so wisdom has space to speak? Do you set it with patience and listening so others feel heard? Do you set it with discernment So your choices are guided by more than urgency or impulse. Wisdom doesn't intrude. She invites. She calls. But it's up to us to answer, to open the door, and to sit at the place she's prepared. This week, where will you set a table for wisdom? What practices or choices will make space for her presence? And how might your life shift if you walked each day more deliberately in the way of insight? The promises of Proverbs is clear. Leave your simple ways and you will live. To welcome wisdom into life is the way life becomes steady, rich, and enduring. That's our teaching for tonight.
I think that was very unique and different and special, Sue. Thank you for that teaching about wisdom. When I think of wisdom, I think of knowledge plus experience might equal wisdom, because it depends on what your experience is and how you've dealt with the knowledge that you've learned and what you do with it. Not what you hear about it, but what do you do with it? And as we know, wisdom tends to come more with age. But it doesn't have to come with age. It can come at an earlier age. And I think it's wonderful that we have the opportunity to grow wise and to be wise in many things. Sue and I were talking earlier today about the fact that we know things that a lot of people don't know. That knowledge is one thing, but what we do with it, whether we share it or not, whether we keep our mouth shut when we're tempted to open it and share something that we know, but we think better of it. We go, no, I don't think so. You know, it could be a situation of casting pearls before swine, pearls of wisdom before swine. And it's like, nope, I don't think they're ready for that. I don't think they're ready to hear this. I don't think this is something that they need to know right now. And I come across that a lot, and I think we all do. We all come across that and think, this is special. This is something special knowledge, and it's wisdom that I do the right thing with it or not do the right thing with it, depending on what it is I'm learning. And I think that was a good teaching, Sue. It bears hearing it again, really.
I know. Because I loved it. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, Sue? It's really good. Being in Proverbs, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's just, and I started thinking about how do I set my table, you know, generally speaking, quietly, reflective, you know, it can vary. I'm not really setting a table for many people right now, but God will set a table for us in heaven, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, during the 7 years of tribulation on this earth. The church is caught away. It's raptured, even though rapture is not a biblical term. They've used that term to mean catching away, the great catching away or assembling of the church, meaning you and me, the body of Christ in this earth. So that's going to be quite a marriage supper of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. 7 years. Don't get too full in your first few days or first few months. It's going to be quite a celebration. So, Sue, I like that teaching a lot. Thank you so much for it. And I know Bob has wisdom, and I know he's got a take on this teaching. So let's turn it over to Bob and see what you have to say about it, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Sue. So, you know, this is September. September is a really, really great month of like new beginnings. Right? The year is two-thirds of the way over. The summer vacations are over, and people are back at school and back at work, and it's a time of really great expectations and like a really great time for a push of excellence into the holidays. And it's great that you, Sue, started off for us here this second day of September to give us this beautiful teaching to inspire us to push forward, you know, with this push of excellence. And I think that this whole concept of setting of the table, it's like if you imagine you're in charge of setting the table for the family, for your friends that are coming to visit, like how exactly are you going to do it? Or what are your standards going to be? Are you going to make sure that all of the beautiful decorations are retrieved from the cupboard or the boxes, and that the tablecloth is smooth and the silverware is all aligned, and it's all done with a song in your heart, a loving attitude that sets the stage for this joyous occasion of breaking bread with your friends. And while setting the table, perhaps your mind could drift to standards of a different type, such as what are my highest standards, you know, in my knowledge of God, in my performance as a godly being. And maybe while I'm setting the table and arranging the silverware and the teacups, I could ask God, you know, what should my standard be? What should my standard be in your ways? And be completely open-minded to it, and perhaps pause the task and stand quietly with your eyes closed and listen for God's voice and be calm, because that might be one of the things you hear is a high standard in God's ways is to be calm and not anxious, and to be kind and to be very deliberate in how you go about your day instead of just being blown along with whatever seems to be happening, you know, in the environment, but deliberately cheerful and deliberately playful, as we know God wants us to be happy, to have a happy life. And if our standard is to make sure that our days are filled with playfulness and being cheerful and being aware of the needs of others, what might they need to also be cheerful, and an attitude of expansiveness. God gave us great powers, the whole kingdom within us, to do magnificent works and to be limitless in those works, to never assume that the work is done, and never assume you might only live to be a certain age to do these works. You know, there's this concept of this calendar that has 90 years of weeks laid out with boxes. And it's supposed to inspire people to realize that they are going week by week very quickly, marching towards 90, which most people are dead by then. So, you know, what I decided to use that kind of calendar, but I bought three of them, and because I'm not settling for a collective nocebo of 90. Forget about this. Right? Mine's
really
out of the gate. Just to start with, mine's 270, And
there you go.
And still, with that,
that's so good.
The limitlessness might have you just abandon those calendars altogether someday, and that could be your new standard. I'll stay here on planet Earth to do God's great work until He takes the Earth from us. And
there you go.
Live here anymore. You know, and then maybe I'll go with some of Elon's, you know, humanoid robots and jump on a spaceship and go do good works on another planet. And so these are standards that can be contemplated and standards that can be, you know, brought forward as you set the table carefully with the silverware, set the standards for your own paradise and for the paradise you might help others create.
That's really good, Bob. I like that. Brought that around nicely, Bob. Yep, that's cool. Oh, wow. Comment. What do you think, Sue? This was a really good teaching. You picked it for a reason. What was it saying to you, and what do you think it really is saying to us?
I'm going to reiterate two of my favorite aspects. Powerful. Wisdom has built her house. There's a place where reality is already created with wisdom. And come, leave your simple ways, and you will live. Walk, now listen to these words, walk in the way of insight. There's a man by the name of Chase Hughes. Please get your pen out, because you're not going to want to miss this opportunity. He's the number one body language expert, hiring expert. Look him up. He says there's a question you can ask. This is for your teams. This is for your relationships. This is for everybody. The number one question you should ask somebody is, what was the most important thing you learned about blank blank? I wish I'd had that question for the past decades. How many people do you know that will say, oh, they complain about their ex, or they do this, or they never have reflected on their part in the creation of their reality.
Right.
And what I love about what Bob said, we're leaving... Wait until my segment. We're leaving the age of linear reality creation, where something outside of us that was basically used to dominate, control, depress, tell us what reality was, your emotions, not so much. That's weaving. And now we're going from a hierarchy, power down, top down. This is original right here.
Sovereign
archy. Archy means authority. Hierarchy means power over, power down, institutions. Institutions telling you this is the way it is. Scientific. What are all institutions? sovereign Archie, wait till you hear my segment, is part of the new learning, which is we're all going to be heudagogic, heudagogic. And I'll tell you what that is in our segment. But that wisdom is based on accessing Christ within you and being able to discern, leave your simple ways, is leave the way the world tried to tell you how to be and come to the house and the table that I have set so you can feast on your sovereignty. That's how I interpreted this teaching.
That's really good, Sue. I think we're in your segment now, Sue.
but Bob was touching on it too. Wait until there are things that he had all of it, but I just, it's like, talk about insight. We all had insight, but it is, it's going to be sovereign archy in sight. It's going to be about being a sophophile. A sophophile is a lover of wisdom.
That's right. That's good.
Not random, not being controlled, having your attention hijacked. It's going to be really important.
Sue, when you were talking about and Bob was talking about setting the table, I pictured you and your mother setting the table with more knives, more forks, more spoons than most of us would know what to do with. Because, you know, you start on the outside and work in, you know? It's a big thing when you set the table really big.
Yeah.
Man.
But you think, and this is not everybody was, I know that in the future we will all experience this, but if you think about the feminine role in creating, it was a big deal. Like the doors were closed and this table was set and you couldn't even see the table.
You weren't even allowed to see it yet.
Because it was so sacred. Because it was such a thing of beauty. It was such a thing of beauty that you would open the doors and you would walk in and the whole family would be like, until your grandmother, who was like 5'4", and was carrying a 25-pound turkey.
Carrying the turkey? And dropped it on the floor?
Dropped it on the floor. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord, no. That's funny. Good thing that you had a dog or didn't have a dog, whichever. Yeah. Wow.
In other words, wisdom is also the ability to laugh and play, and thank you to Bob. just notice the wisdom of paradox.
See, let me ask you, when that turkey fell, did the five-second rule apply? You know what that
before
is,
before we first start laughing? Yeah, of course.
No, not that.
Oh.
You had 5 seconds to get that turkey back on the platter, back on the table, and it did, so that you could still eat it for dinner.
It was funny. I thought it was funny. Not everybody else did, but I did.
Not everybody laughed. People gasped.
Not everybody.
Probably. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. And I'm sure I felt very sad that she dropped it. Oh, God. Sue, that was a great teaching. Thank you. Thanks for bringing a little fun into our night tonight, too. Bob always brings a... That message was kind of really good, Bob. Your perspective took us all the way around and brought us back.
I know.
It was really good. Sue, as we move away from that teaching, which is hard to do, let's see what we have in the way of prayer and praise tonight. And don't forget, you have a prayer request also.
Thank you. I think we're just hungry for wisdom. or
yep.
ready to embrace. Let's say it that way. This is for okay. Bob. Oh, I'm so excited to read this. From Pastor Scott. Putting my heart, hand on my heart for you, Bob.
Hand on heart.
I want to give praise tonight for all Boomer's products. They all are formulated and very effective. Those responsible for making, growing, shipping, and packaging these products should be praised. Mm. Bob's team of brilliant people have surpassed greatness. I wish I could remember their names, but Bob knows who they are. Bob, mm-hmm. please tell them on behalf of the Big Call Universe, we thank them and we love them. My prayer is for their continued success and their very passionate skill. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of the multi-million and Big Call Universe. Much love. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. I'll send that to you tomorrow, Bob. Okay? Or actually, I can send it to you right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Definitely pass that on.
Okay, sending.
Absolutely.
Done. No procrastination here.
Nope. That's wisdom, Sue. Good job.
That's wisdom.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. That was beautiful and it's so true. You know, Bob's staff, his support staff, they call it customer support. You can tell that Bob has worked with these people for a long time, and they're all very loving, and they care a lot about the Big Call and Big Call Universe, and it's great to acknowledge them, and that's exactly what you did, Pastor Scott. And Bob, I'm sure, is very proud of his team and very proud of the company that he and Larry have built, and they've done a wonderful job, and we're very proud to have them as partners with us on the Big Call, that's for sure.
Thank you, Bruce.
Welcome. Sue, let's talk about any other prayer and praise that you might have.
Let's pray for Sheila and her husband. And this is the love of her life. And she's very concerned that he gets into a med bed very, immediately. I'm not going to put out, I don't want to put out what the actual situation is. That just keeps the loop in people's mind. So I'm going to just say that it's what the outside world would call dire. And I want everybody to just put their hands on their heart and imagine that the love of your life, that you want to be with you, to experience the incredible fulfillment of the RV and what we're all going to be doing and building together. Imagine that the light of Christ is surrounding them, their family, the people at the, when they call in, and make their appointment, and at the appointment, and at the MedBed Center, everything is aligned. The table is set so that whatever would accelerate his getting into the MedBed and whatever would accelerate his stabilizing to get to that place. We see a stabilization of George. We see a stabilization of Sheila. We see that the pillars of wisdom and strength, stability, and miracles are surrounding them so that there's no interference in their direct movement to the med beds, and they're rejoicing at how George comes out completely fulfilled, and you, Sheila, healed, more in love, and to say that they had victory over the situation. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Yes, amen and amen.
And then we have Jeannie. Happy September and fall equinox 9/22/25. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Yeah.
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4:8-9. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify your name and we worship you. We thank you for every day, for the big call, all of the leaders and the millions of listeners, the RV blessing, especially the med beds, the Social Security, the R&R. Today we pray for all the leaders and listeners' health and well-being, peace in the world, for safe and healthy America, President Trump's health and his entire staff. We pray for former New York City Governor Rudy Giuliani, who was badly injured after his vehicle was hit from behind at high speed in New Hampshire. Since the med beds are available, would the president be able to be one of the few to use it first so he can be healthy running the country, which is very demanding and challenging, immensely complex, never ending with obligations, personal sacrifice, when he takes zero pay. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen.
And amen.
Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That's good, Jeannie. Yes, I've thought many times about when will President Trump get in the med bed, because I think he might. I think he just could do it, and that would be wonderful. And I think, but he's not going to go ahead of us. I know that. And Rudy Giuliani, the reports I was getting earlier today were saying that he was on the mend and doing okay. And, you know, let's just believe that he's going to make a full recovery. Absolutely. That's good. Thank you, Sue. And thank you, Jeannie, again, for always filling in and being there for us. It's really good. Yeah. Sue, you talked about your segment, and I felt like we were in your segment already, but I know there's more. I mean, it was great. I love what you said.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's
more. I mean, isn't that the nature of reality?
Yes.
especially in the post-scarcity world. So I'm going to have, I hope Bob will have as much fun with this as I did. I'm hosting a class on Thursday and Friday, the 4th and the 5th, called Not a Class, Sovereign
Two.
Activation Number 2. And it's been interesting preparing that class because we're looking at the concept of kind of some new concepts around the family office, and then kind of getting people prepared with what I'm going to call, you might want to write this down and look it up, I'm trying to get everybody to be what I'm about to announce, contextual intelligence. Write that down. Because we're all about to become, I wrote about it in something I wrote, and Bob, don't say it out loud, but that people will be learning, that's what they're going to do for a living, is learning. So listen to these quotes. This is in the material that I'm sending out for my course. Learning as play. Education is not the filling of a pail, but lighting of a fire. And this is for my friend Terry. Curiosity is the wick in the candle of learning. First one was by William Butler Yeats, and the other was William Arthur Ward. And one last quote that I think is just so brilliant. The illiterate of the future will not be the person who can't read. It'll be the person who doesn't know how to learn, unlearn, and relearn Alvin Toffler. So here's where this gets interesting for us. We are coming out of a world that had certain structures, just like the calendars Bob was talking about. And I thought, that was so just genius, Bob. So there are ways that we were taught how to learn. One of them was called pedagogy. So you'll hear about pedagogical influence, which is child leading, traditional instruction. Teacher sets the curriculum. Andragogy, man/adult learning. That's adult learning theory from the 1970s. Assumes adults are more self-directed. That's called andragogy. Here's the new word. HEUTAGOGY. Hootagogy. Go say, what do you do for a living? I'm a hootagogist.
And they say, who to what?
Yeah. Self-determined learning. The learner chooses what, when, and how to learn. Curating their own path, often project or problem-based. So I'm going to bring this into Thursday's segment too. But here's the important part. There's some researchers out there, Ryan Doris, who's the head of Flow Learning, the Flow Institute. Bob, check this out. Every day, 1 million new content creators come online. Every day. There are 250 million content creators. This is pre-RV. This is contextual intelligence right here. This is me being hootagogical. Researching things, trends. I'm a futurist, everybody, if you haven't figured that out. I like to research where things are going, foresight, stuff like that. What is important for you as you're thinking about your project is how, okay, so I want you to take your hands and just imagine that you're in a world. Put your hands so they're like, oh, half an inch apart. But all of a sudden, put your hands so they're on maybe 2 feet on the side of your head. Everything expands. Money for information, time for information. The top of the information goes up. In other words, suppression gets released. Expansion gets increased. The most important thing is going to be your capacity for the art of learning, the art and the science. That's what we cover in, because I've always been fascinated by the art and the science of learning, how memory works, how your nervous system works, how you get people to learn and become practiced in what will allow them to thrive. So all you have to do is write down this one sentence. The future is going to be about shaping self-directed learning, hootagogical, sovereign learning. There are institutions that are basically shifting right now into, because the online space is becoming so much, you'll hear the legacy institutions talking about it, but Brown University's open curriculum, self-organized learning environments pioneered by Sugata Mitra, allowing children to self-organize around big questions? What's going to happen when our projects get kicked off is you want to find those people, I'm going to just make it really easy for you to go first principles, which means the most essential thing you could learn. You've got to find those people that were really good at helping people to learn and organize and scale in a new environment. Just like Bob did. Bob took a group of people that he conveyed his passion. He conveyed the message to his company about how extraordinary their products were. And now he's got a group of people whose purpose, it's all about your purpose, and their love of learning and being together and knowing they're making a difference becomes a self-directed learning experience. So on Thursday, I'm going to talk about why Christ said, keep your eyes single. And it's going to be captured in a riddle. Why did he say that? And what is the science behind that? And this is where it's going to get really fun, because you're going to start seeing in your own research and the way you get into things that learning is play. When what? You take time to think about, structure, and motivate yourself because of what you're fascinated by. Fascinate and starting to understand how systems work. So you can focus, but you can also see how the system around you is changing. So all you want to do for a takeaway tonight is think about, what do I love learning? What do I love learn? What in my project am I so fascinated by that I devote 15 minutes of it? And if you're not doing that, start doing it. Because that's the whole point. It's not the money. The point is, what do you love about your project? One project. Not 20 all at once. Mm-hmm. You can see them as a system. But one project, you want to learn how to create your one project. And when you master that, then you'll know and you'll start learning, okay, these are the things that I'll need to do. If you don't do that, and I've researched that to up and down and sideways, there is no research anywhere that says you launch. Did Elon Musk do that with 3 projects? Yes, but he had so much experience launching so many projects that he knew how to basically what the architecture of those projects were, and he made them very similar so he could do that. One project, so you master it, and then you start, I have 9 big ones. I master it, I'm going to do one project at a time, and I'm going to watch as the environment for projects changes.
Mm-hmm.
So learning is play. Get your curiosity on. And I'm just going to read 2 testimonials, and then I'll cut to the chase. I can post an email in my head telling you how much this class has meant to me and how a person that just started taking the classes. I've been compelled to keep learning. I've been on this path for many years, and either obligations or family or the real reason of fear of my enormous personal power has derailed me. That's a big one out there. People are almost afraid of their power. Dynamics have changed, and through your loving support of the pod, I'm feeling this may be my time. I feel we are all pioneers, and possibly history will report that you and possibly some of us have ushered in the new world. I'm just going to keep that short, and here's another one real quick. This is cool. First, over the last almost 2 years, hard to believe, taking your classes, it's become increasingly clear that I need to have time spent with God, setting the table. As a family gal and as a humanitarian founder, and to be fully present in each area where I am there. Our child's family was here from overseas on their annual visit, and I was babysitting the grandkids, mostly in the pool with them. My daughter-in-law came to pick them up in time for me to join one of your classes, and she asked what the class was about. I danced around the deeper, full context and told her it was about humanitarian founder work. I mentioned I'm learning to shift between family, spiritual time, and doing founder work. In other words, long-term success. She told me that she can see that well and they so appreciate our intentionality with the grandkids. In other words, she could see her purpose, she could see her being present to her kids, and that she was living the life already of a humanitarian founder.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you do it. You practice it. You do it with intentionality. You keep your eyes single. And you set your table for wisdom. That's my segment.
That's quite a segment, Sue. Thank you for that. I mean, that was really well done. I enjoyed that very much.
You.
Oh, it was
thank
well
you.
Done. Really well. I like the way you brought it and buttoned it up at the end. Really good. And class is sold out. So just don't worry about it. I just like the fact that Sue has a full class, and it's going to be another not a class two.
It isn't a class. It's an activation. It's learning how to be a hoodagogical in sovereign archy.
That would win a Scrabble game, wouldn't it, Sue? That would win a Scrabble
game. I
know it
would, wouldn't it?
Oh, yep. That's funny. That's really good. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Excellent. Oh, Bob, what are we going to do now? We've got to talk about, I mean, you know, after that, what do we do now? We've got to talk about testimonials. We've got to review the sale. Maybe that's first. And then see what other wisdom you would bring to the call tonight about nutrition, about health, anything else you can imagine.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah.
And Sue, you know, you're talking about lifelong learning.
I know you would love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm looking at the call. I'm looking at, there's a company who has the website health.com. And
wow.
They have an article called Of Longevity, What Really Helps You Age Well and Live Long.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things they have a whole long article about is studying and challenging yourself to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important. And a bunch of other stuff there, too, we'll talk about in a minute. But, Bruce, as you said, Bruce, we'll review the sale.
Sure.
And it is a review of the same sale we had last week. We got a lot of really good response. We decided to keep it going for another day or two so people can still get on sale the both lignans and premium probiotics, and they're both on sale. Buy one, get one free. And we've had lots of people doing this. We have plenty of them in stock, so we're going to still do it. We also are continuing the sale where people can use the promo code BIGCALL20 and get a what we call a trial size of our heirloom barley for $20. And it's actually, you know, for new people that want to try it, and it is, in fact, a full month supply, but you have to ease into it. This is a product that is super strong, and you can't take the full dose all at once, because one of the things that's going to happen is your body is going to detox, which we all need desperately at times. And this is a really good chance to get it. For people that have already done that and want to continue on, the heirloom barley is fit. The full size canister that you'll need for your second month and beyond is on sale at 50% off. That's really great. That's the lowest price it's ever going to be. And alongside it, our olive leaf extract is on sale 50% off. We just got a testimonial from a gentleman that that I'll read in a couple of minutes. And then we have two combo packs. One is the immune defense bundle that adds vitamin C to your lignans and premium probiotics. And the other is the skin, hair, nail, and joint combo, which is our collagen with vitamin C and also the heirloom barley. Both of those are really great prices for these combo packs. And that is what's happening with that sale now. This is a gentleman who has written us a testimonial before on another product. I think it was Myotrol. But he wrote this one about olive leaf extract, and he said, I've noticed since taking the olive leaf extract, I don't get up as much at night. And we had talked last week, Bruce, about how olive leaf does many different things, primarily boosting your immune system. But here's another testimonial about that type of thing. Then there's another one. It came in. I love this testimonial. It says, hello, I am 72 years old and feeling good. I use the dynamic combo for my breakfast every morning. It keeps me up and going. I've lost count on how many years I've been taking this product, but it's here to stay. Thanks, boomers. So I would recommend that somebody who's that dedicated to taking Boomer Boost and Barley should probably get three of those 90-year calendars.
That's right. Oh, man.
Another lady wrote about the dynamic combo. Look forward to my order every month. Great product. Another one about energy and Myotrol. And there's another one, Bruce. Now, this is the power of testimonials. This lady just started taking Myotrol. And she says, I don't know if it helps, but I take it because so many people think it helps.
They do.
Funny.
They do.
And you know what?
That's funny.
That's so true, because
it is.
These testimonials are real live testimonials. They're authenticated testimonials. An outside third party verifies that that person bought that product. And so and here's a lady who's really smart, right? Just got it, not sure if it works, but is going to keep on going because she heard all these testimonials.
There's been a lot of great testimonials on Mayitrol, Bob, yeah. Really. You know?
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Bob.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's excellent stuff.
So that's that part. Now, this science of longevity, you know, this is the company, the health.com company, and they're really prolific at putting information about health and wellness. And so they started talking about, you know, what is it that really helps people to live. And they also emphasize that it's not just about living longer, because there's a growing gap in lifespan and health span. And currently, you know, around the world, globally, people spend 9.6 years of their lives suffering from some type of a disease. Mm. This is a 2024 study, and it's increasing. It's up a whole year since the year 2000. People are spending more of their life in disease. And so this article is talking about, let's really focus on people's health span as well as their lifespan. And they can focus, you know, preventive care. And they said that the real simple tips are to avoid eating too much sugar and processed foods, increase your fiber intake, do resistance and aerobic exercise, get adequate sleep, and have healthy relationships. And this is like really good basic advice. People will probably, if they follow along with that advice, might add a few years to their health span. And especially if they have a really bad diet with lots of sugar and processed foods, if they were to shift, that would be really good. And they went on to produce additional information talking about, when does your body really start to age faster? And there seems to be a couple of hallmarks, but in general, the article is about, you start aging faster a lot sooner than you think. And sometime right after the age of 30, people's rate of aging begins to accelerate. And we know what the main reasons are as to why that happens. And what it is there are certain genetic expressions that we have that help our bodies produce certain chemical compounds that are anti-aging. One of them, the most important of which, is superoxide dismutase. It is the main antioxidant for your body, and about 50% of the reason people age is we're living in an oxygen-rich environment. Our bodies are aerobic life, and we're burning ourselves up over time because the byproducts of our aerobic life are caustic free radicals, including superoxide or other ROSs, reactive oxygen species. And we make a molecule from our genetic code that allows us to keep those nasty oxidizing molecules at bay. And as we age, we begin to make less and less of those antioxidants, and so our bodies begin to burn faster. Mm-hmm. And there's good news, though. That molecule that our body makes, that superoxide dismutase, is also made by plants during the sprouting process. And we now can capture those sprouts right at the point when they have the most superoxide dismutase, and we can stabilize that molecule. And that molecule generally has a half-life of 10 minutes, which means after about an hour, you can finally find that trace of it. And so you have to have a technology that extends the half-life out many months, and in our case, a number of years. And
right.
we can do it, and that compound is in both our heirloom barley and our gladiator barley in such abundance that when you take that product and you ingest this superoxide dismutase along with the other 4,000 compounds that are part of that product, your body slows down to a rate of aging that was actually slower than when you were 20 years old. And this is a modern day miracle. It's a modern day contribution to the age of immortality. And it's nice that the researchers on health.com inform us that we start to age faster. They don't tell you exactly why, and they sure as heck don't know what to do about it. They don't know there's such a thing as stabilized superoxide dismutase that is in a ground-up powdered sprout in a container that you can get and have shipped to your house within a couple of days and slow your rate of aging starting immediately. And so it goes on to talk about your heart health. And it does talks about the basic things, how to keep your cholesterol low, how to exercise in order to keep your heart strong, right? But it doesn't talk about the Krebs cycle. It doesn't talk about the fact that you have hundreds of mitochondria in every cell of your heart, literally trillions of them. And they don't talk about how to keep those mitochondria functioning really, really super well. They don't let you know that you need coenzyme Q10 and vitamin B1 and B3 and B6. And they don't tell you that you have to balance the ratio of NAD plus and NADH in order to have your mitochondria function at a very high level, which is what keeps your heart healthy. Right? They don't tell you any of that. But I can tell you this, rather than go to health.com, you might want to go to our website where there's blogs and podcasts and YouTubes and page upon page upon page of information about the types of things, exactly what I'm talking about right now. And if you want to graduate from being, okay, I'm going to cut down that 9.6 years of illness in half, and maybe I'll live to 85 or 90 and only be so sick I don't even want to live for the last 5 years of my life. If you want to graduate from that to 3 calendars each of 90 years, that's a really good thing. We welcome your attitude about that, and we're standing by ready to help you.
That's good, Bob. I'd say that's really very good advice. And I think that is wisdom. Because we don't want that gap, you know, as we age, to lose our health at a 9.6 year gap between that and moving on. We want to live full lives that are active lives and do everything we always used to do and better. So I think that's good advice, Bob. I love the fact that Ken has figured out how to harvest that barley seed at the exact moment to maximize the superoxide dismutase in it. And they've got it engineered, powdered, to where it can last for years. Even though we usually buy a month or two supply at a time, that product can last for years on the shelf and be just as effective when you mix it with your Boomer Boost and water and your premium probiotic and your lignans, all of that's what I do, all of that together, it's absolutely the way to go. And you've got the fiber that you need in it. Yeah, it keeps you regular, keeps your energy flow good, and it tastes good. So, shall we tell them how to get to the website, Bob, you were talking about?
Yeah, I don't see
why
not.
First thing you do, let's do it. First thing you do is just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And at the top of the site, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. You click on it, boom. Next thing you know, you're in Bob's website, and you can go through all the products that are there. You can see the products that are on sale. You can go down and read about what everything Bob was just talking about and learn from various podcasts. I mean, there is a world of information on that site. And you get down to the footer, you'll see the podcasts and the YouTube archives and everything that you need to learn and stuff that you might be curious about. You can put an order together, get what you feel like you want to start with. Myotrol is the newest of the products, and that's really been an incredibly great review. People have been just loving the Myotrol. I love it. I take it every day. And then, of course, I take the basic combo, the dynamic combo, Boomer Boost, barley. I do the premium probiotics. I do the lignans and all of that. I mean, it's just part of my daily schedule. I take supplements. I do take vitamin D3, vitamin C, B12, or B-complex. Yeah. All of that stuff. I got a whole line of it right on my counter. Just take a bunch of it. And I love it. And I think, I don't know, but people that know me and have seen me think I'm younger than I am. And you guys can hear me. I don't think I sound 71. I don't think so. But anyway, what you want to do is fashion an order together, and if you need some help for any reason or have questions, you can call customer support, and they have a toll-free number for it. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And when you call in, just let them know, hey, I heard Bob last night on the big call. If you need to call him for anything, most everybody, about 98% of the people, put their orders together online. And that really helps to free up customer support for special questions or people that need to get to Bob for some special reason or whatever. So you may never need to call. You might just use it, use the internet to do the order and put an order together on the site. But they're there if you need them. And they're really nice, and they really do care a lot about Big Call Universe. So you've got an ally when it comes to your health with Bob and with Boomers. Anything else you can think of, Bob, we need to say?
No, not tonight. I think that's it for now, Bruce. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it so much. All right. Let's talk about what you want to do is you want to get up with your website and get to see what Bob has and see what those products are and read about them and then get some. And you know, that trial size of the is your first month supply. It's not a week, it's a month of that heirloom barley. And that heirloom barley is, you know, only $20 with the promo code BigCall20. BigCall20 will take that first month supply to $20 and then pick up her second or third month supply for half price. So that's a real bargain. That's something that everybody should be considering, especially first-timers, first-time users would really benefit from that. All right, let's talk about where we are in the way of Intel. I told you guys, I think, well, I don't know if I knew this last Thursday or not, but there have been new non-disclosure agreements signed by about everybody that we talked to. So it's making it pretty tough to get information from our Redemption Center staff, Redemption Center leaders, people that handle the emails that go out to the Redemption Centers, etc. But I can tell you that, see if we get the day right on this, last Friday, Redemption Center leaders and their staff all consolidated and went to single Redemption Centers for a 3-hour conference call. Now, we didn't find out if it was video conference or just audio. I believe it was probably a video conference call. And it was between the Treasury and Wells Fargo to all the Redemption Center staff in this country, all around this country. And so we didn't get anything too specific from that call because it was private and we weren't invited to be on it. But it was good that they all met and they all were, I think, brought up to speed in as much as they could have been. Now, that was last Friday. We've had the Labor Day weekend since then. I know certain leaders went in on Saturday. Certain leaders went in on Sunday for maybe a couple of hours. And we know that some of our top sources with Wells Fargo were in the bank on Monday, yesterday, on Labor Day. And where we were able to talk to one of our top guys, and he indicated, and this is probably the most recent timeline that we have for what we're looking for. We had a timeline, according to this individual who's very high up in the lead bank, and he said he would say, we have a shot at Thursday and the weekend. Thursday is 2 days from now, and the weekend. Now, we absolutely cannot guarantee that's going to happen. As you guys know, this thing's a moving target. We've had dates come and go, and it's very difficult for me to do dates that I'm not 100% confident in. We don't do rates. We haven't ever really done rates in depth. We've talked in generalities about rates. But I really think that what is happening is everything seems to be coming together finally to make all this happen. All right, so let's talk about another thing that's happening. Remember we talked about, I believe on Thursday's call, I mentioned that we had a $150 trillion amount of money that was coming from the Federal Reserve and was now part of our Treasury. And that money, I didn't tell you guys this, but I find out in the last couple of days that that money is going to be divided up and sent out to us, and it may start as early as this week for that to happen. And it's a nice piece of change. It's not tons and tons. It's in the tens of thousands, but it's plenty. It's a good start. We're also hearing that that money is supposed to be dispersed when everything goes. In other words, not necessarily early, but when everything else goes, such, for example, The RV is our biggest pool of funds, depending on how many, what currencies you have and how much you have, right? The RV is huge. Doge payments are going to be pretty good size too. R&R, Restitution Reconciliation Allowance, that's for us at the redemption centers. That's a nice, nice bucket of money there. Those three, that we got three so far. Number four would be this, the $150 trillion that President Trump wants to give back to the American people, to the citizens only. And then the fifth piece of the piece is a Social Security increase, which our Social Security contacts are saying will happen in the month of September. So we have five different income streams or funds, essentially, that would, should be coming out. Now, obviously, if you're not on Social Security yet, you don't get that. But if you are on Social Security or you want to be it, you're 62 and older, you can sign up and get it. That's one. You know, the Doge payments, we're hearing those are supposed to come out sometime in the first week of September. That's this week. The R&R is there, but for us it'll be at the Redemption Center. They're not going to send it out to us. We don't believe they're going to have it for us. If you're going to exchange, you'll get it when you go in for your exchange. And then, of course, the you know, the R&R, that's what I just mentioned, and the RV itself. So there is a lot of activity that should be completing in this month of September. We have a new fiscal year, F-I-S-C-A-L, fiscal year. It starts October 1st. I believe their intention is, at least President Trump's intention, is to get all of this stuff underway now in the month of September. And the beauty of, like, the Doge payments, to the $150 trillion that's coming from Treasury now, that, my theory is, if that happens and most of the people are getting money from whatever age, I don't know what age that starts at, you know, whether it's in the 20s, 24, 28, whatever, I don't know. But whatever age that starts at, it seems that everybody, quote unquote, is getting money. So that when we go in for our exchanges and we get our R&R at the Redemption Center, all of that, we're no different than anybody else, except that we have currency to exchange. But what it does is it gives us a cover when we go in for our exchanges, because everybody basically in the United States and around the world too is getting money. Now, it won't be the same for everybody. We know that. But a lot of people will be in totally new financial shape as a result. And I think it's going to be done on purpose that way. So what is our timing? Is it possibly Thursday to the weekend? Now, that's our best source that is a top, top banker with the lead bank. There is another source that I have that is talking more about very early next week. Now, he's coming from a different place. He's coming from a different point of view. I understand the point of view. We've talked about the ABCs. We've talked about advances, bonds, and currencies. And they could all come almost together. They could be happening almost at the same time. Hence the term shotgun start. But his point of view is that it will be early next week. So we're very close, and sooner or later, both viewpoints of Intel will merge and will have whatever it was supposed to be in God's timing. It'll come out for us. Now, that is the bulk of what I have to say about where we are right now. You know, President Trump had a great little press conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock or close to that, Eastern, today about moving the U.S. Space Command, you know,
Alabama.
Thank you, Sue. Alabama.
Huntsville.
Huntsville, Alabama, right. And it's going to save the country almost $500 million a year because of that move. So he's always thinking of things that will save our country money, too. And because of the proximity that it is to NASA and all of that, it really is a good move and a very positive move for Huntsville and for Alabama as a state. And I think they're ready for it. There were evidently five states that were in contention for it, but every time the leaders went and checked it out, they came up with Alabama is the best and Huntsville is the best place. So that's going to put a lot of new jobs in that market in Huntsville, and it should be really, really good for many reasons. They're already unpacking and uncrating everything over there already. So it's already a done deal. So that's a very positive move. So all we can do right now until Thursday is just keep in faith for this to come out in God's perfect timing. We've made it this far. We're not going to give up yet. We're not going to give up at all. We don't have any give up. This is it. We're looking forward to this. Looking forward to getting everything rolling. And I'm looking forward to hearing how this newest, not a class, type 2, version 2, comes out, which, right, Sue, which is actually starting next Thursday and
Thursday.
Friday.
This Thursday.
This, I don't mean next, this. I know the difference, really.
Mm-hmm.
This Thursday and Friday. And it's
the
sold
fourth
out.
And the
It'll
fifth.
It'll be a great class. 4th and the 5th of September. That's right. So we'll see. You know, I think the class will go off without a hitch. It'll be great. But we'll see what happens and see what information we have. Maybe we've got something else that we can bring from an Intel point of view to the call on Thursday night. But we'll
Bruce,
plan to be here. But yes, Sue, go ahead.
I have in my autoresponder that we will go back to MedBed distribution starting on Friday. Oh, excuse
okay.
me, starting on Monday the 8th. Monday the 8th. But that's just for people
8th.
To
okay.
feel like, okay, they could access that. Okay?
Yep. Okay. That's great. Thanks for coming in with that, Sue. Appreciate that.
Okay.
So Monday the 8th, the MedBed 100s will resume. So you can
yes.
look forward to sending your emails in on Monday. And then Sue would be able to deal with that. We'll talk to you, of course, again, probably Thursday about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. I think that's everything I'm going to bring tonight. But let's go ahead and thank everybody. Sue, thank you for a wonderful segment tonight. Really great. Enjoyed the teaching, especially, and the segment as well. And thank Bob for this good information that he brought tonight about aging and de-aging. And it's so cool to think that the barley, both the heirloom and the gladiator barley, have the superoxide dismutase in that, which is such a great antioxidant as well. All right. And, of course, thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued blessings to both of you and grace to you. And thank you so much satellite team for getting the signal out all over the globe. And thank you for just everybody, obviously Bob as much, and Larry and Doug and GCK, all of the people that have helped get this call out for 14 years. So thanks, everybody. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you have us in the palm of your hand, such that no one can snatch us out of it. Thank you that you care for us, and you care so much that every good and perfect gift that we have comes down from above. Thank you for the gift of salvation. That is a free gift. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives to move things along for us, to bring us peace, joy, and happiness. And thank you for everything that everybody in Big Call Universe is experiencing. Thank you for President Trump and his cabinet, and how well they're moving forward, and continued healing for Rudy Giuliani, and for anyone who's been a victim of this, of the tragedies that we've had in recent days. And thank you for giving us the strength to believe, to have the faith, to use the faith that we have to believe. We thank you for everything you've given to us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks, everybody. Have a great night, and we will look forward to talking with you on Thursday. God bless.